All right, all right. Welcome, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuning in to Simplify Complexity, the Relationship Podcast.
That's right. So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We're always honored that you would join us. We want to encourage you, please, subscribe. Go to your podcast app, whatever it is, if it's on Android, if it's on Apple, and subscribe. Make sure that you review us. We love to see your reviews. Your 5 stars help build up our rankings. And so please go to your podcast app, give us 5 stars. We would greatly appreciate it, and share it. Share this podcast with somebody else as you're listening right now. Just quickly, just one person as you're listening. Just pause right now. Just one person. Just share it with them. Say, you got to check this out. Mm-hmm. You're going to really, really enjoy it. And also, we love to hear from you. So make sure you write in. You can go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There we have a sign up for a giveaway that we do once a month, as well as you can get information as far as what's new, maybe conferences or different programs that we're doing. Around America. Amen. So it's expanding, continue to expand. So today we're going to talk about current events. Normally once a month, we like to just kind of deal with different things that are happening in and around the world that might somewhat have to do with relationships or might help us just in life period. So, Keontae, man, you told me that you got a couple things.
Yeah, man, I got a couple
I don't know
ones.
What it is, so let me know, man.
I got a couple of good ones I came across. Okay, this first one, man, this was a viral sensation on Twitter. So a Tinder date allegedly sends a woman a list of improvements after their first date.
okay, so they go out on a date.
They go out on a date.
And I need a list of improvements?
He sent her, this is a guy.
Yeah.
He sent her a list of improvements for the first day, after their first date. And this wasn't just like a couple of things.
Wow.
I mean, he wrote a full, this could have been a short book.
Right.
So I'm going to just give you a couple.
Okay, yeah, break it down.
Right, so one of them said, when we have food, I know you got a salad, but having a full fat Coke is more calories and you don't really need that. Right.
So yeah, I'm speechless, man. I don't even know what to say.
It goes on. Okay, it says, you are very pale. I know you aren't a fan of the sun, but a bit of fake tan won't hurt. These are in the list of improvements this guy.
Yeah, man. But you know what you say? Thank you. Thank you for helping me to know I would waste my time
right.
any further than this.
And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what was his, and did he think he was going to get like
I'm going to make adjustments.
Yeah, I'm going to make adjustments for our second date.
Yeah.
Know? Next time I make sure I'm better. He even put something in there by her wardrobe. She needs to, you know, buy clothes that fits her body more and she'd look more sexier. And so he won't be embarrassed with being out with her the next time.
But I want to go into him. Like, he must, like, did he think this was funny or, like, because, I mean, that's just not the way you do things.
Right.
As you date, and this is something as you're listening, and one of the things that I encourage is, it's important that we come to a place to where people are who they are. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to get into a relationship expecting people to change.
Right.
Now, we know that we grow and there is growth in relationships, but you got to be really careful when you're with somebody and maybe they dress a certain way and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to get them to start dressing a different way.
Right.
Like that's not healthy. Especially if you're going to marry that. I mean, you know, because oftentimes that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the data collecting process is I need to understand who you are. What can I live the rest of my life with? Because none of us are perfect.
Right, exactly.
No one's perfect. And so part of it is, okay, can I live the rest of my life with your imperfection?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we're coming down to. So interesting.
Yeah, I just thought this was really interesting, man. Like I said, he wrote that's that first time I'm like, oh, you know, maybe he's trying to be funny. But when I clicked the link and saw the book that he wrote, I'm like, this man really took time out of his day to write all of these things.
Yeah.
I'm like, so he must have been serious. So it got shared over 40,000 times on Twitter. But one retweet actually stuck out to me. She said, wow, I'm just very impressed by all the notes you took during this date. Did you happen to take any notes on yourself?
Ooh. right.
Yeah.
Before you go take the speck out of somebody else's eye,
right,
why don't you get the log out of your own?
Exactly.
I have something as a current event, and this one's kind of on a sadder note.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping your next one after this one is also a little bit funny.
Mm-hmm.
But a Florida mom brutally kills her 11-year-old daughter because she smiled different and thought she was having sex. So basically, she didn't want her daughter having sex, and so she killed her.
Wow.
I don't know. Let me take it back. That is not, I do know for sure, that is not the correct approach to get the results that you're looking for. So, you know, that's just really sick, you know, that in order to keep your daughter from having sex,
yeah,
you're going to kill her?
Yeah, that's, yeah, never.
Yeah, so.
You know, and it's just, that's just crazy. Like, you know, some of the stuff that just goes on in our society today.
In people's minds, yeah. Yeah,
it just makes you think, like, wow, like, that extreme, huh?
That extreme, you know, and I think something that we can be mindful of is from this, and because I don't think the average person, I know the average person is not going to go to this extreme, but we just want to be careful, how is what I'm doing helpful or constructive?
Right.
We're going to have things that we're displeased by. I have a daughter. I do not want my daughter having sex until she gets married. And I definitely don't want her having sex in high school, you know, and so, but there's ways I can communicate that and deal with that constructively versus destructively. And you might be in a marriage and there's things that you're displeased about or there's things that you want. And so how are your actions being constructive versus destructive?
Right. You know, and then too, you know, on that note too, man, I think just like we harp in this on every episode we have, but communication is key.
Yeah.
What stopped you from just having a simple conversation to even talk about this, to get to the bottom of it, to even find out what you thought was true or whatnot, but then more so just communicating, you know, what it is about, you know, having sex before marriage and at your time, you know, at your age and things of that nature. This could have all been a simple conversation, you know, to have the unfortunately ended up tragic.
That lady was psycho. She had some issues. Yeah. So I don't know if there was any logic. There was no logic. So
right.
You can't make sense of nonsense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, man. So give us something else. What you got?
All right, man. So another news article I had. This was another one on Twitter. Man, Twitter is gold. You know, you just find a lot of stuff going on Twitter. This one says
I was gonna say we're stupid. We just be putting stuff up there, man. Yeah. Like can we just think before we post?
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
So this one says groom to be allegedly returns home from a bachelor party with severely burnt hands a day before the wedding. So in this post, they never get to the bottom exactly how his hands were burnt, but they were so severely burnt badly that he had to go to the emergency room. He had third-degree burns. He couldn't even take pictures, a picture that they had planned, like with their hands, like holding hands with the wedding rings and things of that nature. And it was just crazy. So, you know, the wife, she went on Twitter and, you know, just looking for wisdom on how to handle this, how to handle her, you know, soon-to-be husband and, you know, explain to him, like, what were you thinking or what was going on or whatnot, while also going forward with her wedding day. Like I said, it said that they didn't confirm exactly what caused the burns, but she thinks that, or she speculates, that it may have something to do with campfires, gasoline, and fireworks. So my first question is, what kind of bachelor party was this?
Right.
You know what I mean?
The second thing that comes to my mind is, what kind of marriage are you not telling, hey, this is what happened? Like, your hands are burnt.
Both of your hands.
It's not like, oops, I burned my coat. You know, the whole concept of what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas is a total lie.
Right.
When you are married, you are accountable to one another.
Right.
And so, I mean, I would say y'all need to press the brakes on this until, because that's a communication issue. He's really not communicating.
Exactly.
You know, and so, you reminds me of the song, It Wasn't Me. You know what I mean? But they catch you like in the act. And you can say, it wasn't me. Like, I'm seeing you in the act. Like, your hands are burnt. Like, at this point, whatever you were going maybe hide, it's over now. It's you, whatever you did, you got caught. You know, so don't make it worse. Just go ahead and Because I mean, am I getting this correctly? They never really communicated.
Yeah, they never really communicated. You know, so like I said, she's still trying to figure out exactly what happened. Yeah. You know, and this bribe is in Canada, so I don't know if we have any Canadian, you know, listeners or whatnot. Yeah, but let me know. Like,
we want to know that.
Like, is bachelor parties in Canada? Do you kind of go out to the woods
and fireworks? You
know, I'm kind of lost there. Yeah. So, you know, let us know. How that works out.
Some kinky stuff we ain't never heard of.
Yeah, man. So, that was a good one, man.
Well, I don't have any more, man. Did you have any more current events?
I didn't have any more either, man. But I just think these things are really fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's a nice little segue into, you know, just our regular topics that we do normally. Yeah.
Switch it up, you know.
You know, and it's always good to know what's going on in the world, especially in Canada.
I actually do have one.
Okay.
And Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. So just with all that he's dealing with, you know, they got married, right? And I think just recently, if not today, I was reading how he's stepping away from music.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show first how important it is that we don't put on a fake front.
Right.
Get the help we need. And though he is a celebrity and though he... People view him at a certain level of status, you can say, is he's human.
Exactly.
And all these people that we put up on pedestals, they're humans. And it sounds as though he is reminded that he is human. Mm-hmm. And he's taking the correct response.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes those who are put up on pedestals, they begin to think of themselves more than they should.
Right.
And that continues that pride of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to really have lately communicate, hey, he's dealing with depression. That was another article I was reading maybe a month or a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so for him to begin to really communicate what he's dealing with is really the first steps of him getting healing.
Exactly.
And so any thoughts on that?
Yeah, man. To be quite honest, like I've actually been following their relationship, him and Hailey Baldwin, now Hailey Bieber, or whatnot. I've been following their relationship, you know, since it kind of started. You know, I'm actually a big Justin Bieber fan. A lot of people wouldn't think or whatnot, but I just thought that their relationship was just so interesting because they're both in the spotlight. Him being a international music superstar, her being a supermodel.
Yeah.
You know, their relationship is very much well in the spotlight, but they've maneuvered and done things that aren't, I wouldn't say, the norm of a celebrity couple.
Yeah.
You know, first they were scrutinized before when they first got engaged to, you know, make a vow and a commitment to not have sex before marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that was scrutinized. You know what I mean? It was scrutinized of the way they got married. They wanted an intimate wedding ceremony, you know, just their family. People thought they should have a big extravagant one, you know? So you just had all these opinions and things that people think that you should do coming your way. And it's a lot. While dealing with starting a life with someone and trying to be the husband that you need to be or the wife that you need to be or have to be, and just dealing with just the outside world, it's...
Well, and they're doing what we talked about in our previous episode. So please make sure you go check that out where we talk about, you know, don't fall for the social media relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes people just want to give you the snapshot of what, you know, they want you to see. But right now, they're giving us a snapshot of what they're really dealing with.
Right, of real life.
And that's the reality of what people are challenged with. And that's how somebody else is going to see that and say, okay, you know what? Maybe I need to step back from some things. Mm-hmm. You know, if Justin Bieber needs to step back from music, because music is not his God.
Right.
And so you're seeing that being played out to where he's putting priorities in place.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ignore the red signs in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore those things. And so I'm grateful I'm a fan of their transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much for, you know, because it needs to entertain me. I'm just thankful that they are really seeking the help that they need. And I really pray, and we're going to kind of finish really praying that they get the help they need and that people just back up.
Right.
That back up breathe. Off them, and let them breathe, and I encourage them. I encourage our listeners. You live your life for God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't live your life for other people, because you'll never please people. Never.
Right.
So,
good stuff.
All right, Father, we thank you for this day and every day that you give us. And Father, we first pray for this family who's lost a daughter, who's lost a niece, who's lost a family member over just a selfish and just insane mother who was in a different reality. And so, Father, we just pray for that family. Father, we pray for everyone who's connected to that situation. Father, we pray for Justin Bieber and just for their marriage and for what they're dealing with, and that you bring healing. Father, may he come out of this just with a renewed sense and closer to you. May he be closer to his wife, and may they just continue to seek you and not seek what is pleasing to other people. And may it just be a testimony to your glory. Father, we pray for just every other need. We love you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time, enjoy your day. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.